Eddie.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you?
Good.
Okay, so he says here, welding the die, think at Hanabar Lashem is Adam. Or did we see that already?
Sure. Up to the Ein Sofik Beferz there, I think that's where we were. After Marbe Bischoya.
Right. Well, he spoke about Marbe Bischoya, and that you know, it's Dafke Meirech Bischoya, not a little bit Bischoya. I mean, something was like, all right. So let's just see another little piece here. V'dak, atana bo lahashli mesodom b'chol chalkov. V'zeh, kodom yesh boi elu dvarim. Sheish ba seichel, yesh ba nefesh, yesh ba guf, yesh ba momen. And that the moment in the terms of an extension of what he is, his mitzvahs has extended itself in the moments that he has, like the Maralta in a lot of places. He was the Masmid, Yaakov Avinu, it says, Yaakov and Moshe, one is Mulgav, one is Mulvar, they're considered to be kind of two sheikhim of the same midah, which Torah would describe it bestly. So you see another parallel where Tiferes and Torah kind of go together. You also find, Lamashal, in the midas of the others, Avram and Yitzchak are considered to be inyanim, midas, whatever you want to call them, that don't have a kiyum. It's something which is missing. The others could not have continued. Klal Yisrael, better said, could not have continued just on the midah of Avram. They could not have continued on the midah of Yitzchak, and the midah of Yaakov is what they continued. So there's some sort of element of having the two together, having there's some sort of inyan of having Tiferes connected the midah of Torah specifically. And that being the ikilu, that's the kiyum. That has a kiyum, as opposed to us don't have a kiyum. And if I look over, there's one more area about the Ferris that a lot of that's more area to me a little bit. The Sheamus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know them to be, just like the different midas, there's also different Shem. And each Shem comes as the Shem of a specific Midah, which is fine. The problem is the Midah of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. The Midah of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei is a Midah that is Shayach to the most essential element of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Ke'ilu, the Shem, as far as we're concerned, it's the name that is the most central name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yet, it's also associated with the Midah of Tiferes. That's why there was the Gilui, it says, by the Noikev B'Shem, that where he learned the Shem Hashem, he learned it for the Shem first, he learned it at Sinai. So that the Shem Yudkei Vavkei is connected to the Midah of Tiferes. If you're talking about a name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's for us. We are for us, we consider this to be the most important name. The name that describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'Klal Yusei. So why would it be put parallel to the Shem of Yudkei Vavkei? Why are we connected to Midah Tiferes? That's another Midah. And not quite even clear what that midah is, and so on. So I want to talk a little bit about that nekuda, about that midah, and so on. Especially since this is Matan Torah, the Shoresh Matan Torah. It also will give us a sense of what changed once Torah came into the world, as far as Avodah. Avraham was Eved Hashem, Yitzchak was Eved Hashem. What changed? So. The verse like this. The Rambam says, Lamashal, that all the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just hold on a second.
Yapa?
Right. All the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have a chi of to imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imahu, Af'ata, and so on. The Rambam says in Mor Nevuchim that just like we have a chi of to imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas in general, the most significant nekuda is to imitate that it comes all from Sichlius. And let's explain something about that midah. When we speak about Tiferes, we call it beauty, and everybody says because beauty is a harmony of different parts. Beauty is a it's kilu synthesis of different parts. You need black and white and so on and so forth, contrast to produce beauty. That is, it's a correct understanding, but on a very chitzaynistic level. The much deeper level is as follows. When a person takes a bucket of green paint and he splashes it against the wall, so there's a bucket of green paint against the wall, and it's something which a computer could also analyze. There's this amount of green paint on this and this wall, and so on and so forth. If a person takes a bucket of yellow paint and splashes against the wall, same thing. There is nothing there but the substance itself, the chaimer itself. That's what we have here. When you have something in a painting, there you have a seichel and expressing itself through another medium. By taking and interplaying mediums, I'm bringing out, so it's not, if somebody were to look at a painting and say he sees white spots and he sees red spots, like Lamosh or a computer, if you feed the computer a painting, the computer can tell you exactly what the painting is. On pixel 1, there's a red dot, pixel 2 has no dots, pixel 3 has blue dots, pixel 4 is shared by this dot and this dot. There's no, I mean, that's what it is. A computer doesn't have the metzias of saying a picture of a cow. He can only say X amount of pixels. Each pixel is what it is. A person looks at it, and his seichel is makir what the other person's seichel produced with it. I guess unless it's a modern painting. You say to someone, ah, it's a picture of a cow. Or, you can get even more subtle pictures. A front painter painted a beautiful painting of two trees, and one tree leans ever so slightly to the other one, and you look at him and you smile and say, it's a man and a wife. It's that, you know, that little natia towards that. So that exists only in seichel. And seichel used the different elements so that each element lost its own identity, and it became an expression of a sichlius and so on. So when we talk about the role of seichel in the world, if you cut seichel off the world, you have only each and every piece. That's what you have. Each piece is a piece. If you put seichel into the picture, then I begin to see the pattern. And each piece is something part of a much bigger picture. So in the meter that we call chesed, which is giving, or vura, which is restraint, that is, those are metzias, but not more than that. So if I see somebody who's giving, that's his nature. If I see 10 loaves of bread in a basket, that's what I see. If I see no loaves of bread, that's what I see. That's all there is to it. There's nothing else to it. When, however, I deher a combination, if somebody gives me a lot of bread one day, very little bread the other day, and somewhat third day, I say to myself, aha, he's responding to how good I was, how bad I was. He's responding to my needs. He's not producing a lot. I deher it as part of a bigger element than those individual bits and points. That's seichel, and that's how seichel is reflected in Tiferes Bedavka. So Tiferes is the first step within the Bria that we have seichel and das expressing itself. Therefore, if we're to ask ourselves at each and every level, Where am I makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed, I'm only makir chesed. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a giving type of entity. And that's in a certain sense, Chas V'Sholom, decapitating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's taking HaKadosh Baruch Hu down and just make it chesed. And or gvur or din, whatever midah I focus on, I am, in a certain sense, taking down and lowering HaKadosh Baruch Hu with that midah. The first instance in the lower midas, in the midas of the seichel and das, the pattern with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world, I obviously can't see. Just like I can't open anybody's head and look into his seichel. There's no such thing like that. But when I go and I take a look at when I see a pattern within what he's doing, I hear something expressing itself from within different asiyas. That's my first sense that there is all of these are elements projecting something more than that. So Tiferes is the first midah that neither chesed nor gevura on their own reflect a pnimius tekadaga, reflect anything that is going on above themselves. Tiferes actually reflects something that goes on above itself. We say the same thing, Lamashal, if I hot and cold. So Tiferes is not a music of hot and cold. It's a mizug of hot and cold, kifi a certain tzerech. Even the midah of pe'er when it's bad, when you say hispoir alai, means the chelik of the person that shayach to hispoir, the shayach is seichel and so on. Egas is a ruach and so on. Those are all shayach when a person takes seichel and is ma'abesit. But mitzad, it's the only place in the world really where, the only chelik of the person where you have the shaykhs of gaiv and so on. When a person, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, so the oifin of Avedas Hashem was through midas. In other words, there was a hisoverus in a person of chesed. We say it Avraham Avinu was nimshach kemayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's you nimshach. If you have good midas, if you have innate midas, they turn on. You see somebody do good things, you turn on, you also want to do good. And that's how a person is nimshach. You obviously cannot start with das and seichel. The very beginning starts with midas. Once you had the two midas, you were able to begin to express things in the world. And Hagabat Mecha, the minimal amount of elements needed to express something is two. And let me show it to you in three different places. First of all, colors. You only need black and white to make a coherent picture. The interplay between the black and the white will give you a picture. A drawing requires only one color and a white background. A computer, with the zeros and ones, you can express every single thing in the world that can be expressed in symbols. The zeros and ones are enough. The genes of a person, Betzim, are two sets of acids, the DNA, that have to go together, and by the array and how it's expressed, you get all of the information needed for everything. Because the minimum to express something, an interplay that communicates or expresses something, needs two elements. Once I had in the world Chesed and Gevura, the interplay of Chesed and Gevura is something which gives me all the it's enough to convey all the information I need. So Avram was Kaveh Adamud of Chesed in the world. Yitzchak was Kaveh Adamud of Din in the world. Yaakov was now possible to be Kaveh the Amud of Tiferes, which is an interplay. On the lower Darga, Tiferes is just that, a correct interplay. In a Pnimiyistic level, Tiferes is being Megala, it's being Megala, a whole new dimension of Das and Chochm and Seichel and so on. So that's why Yaakov's Mida is Tiferes, and on a deeper, it expresses itself in Talmud Torah more than anything else, because Tiferes is an expression of something behind it, where the elements of Chesed and Gevura are expressing a much deeper in it. That's the reason why the shame of Yudke Vovke, which is the most central shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in other words, for us, it's the name that's Teifis, the Nekud HaTzoris, is parallel to the Midah of Tiferes. Because what it does is, it gives over to me, it gives over to me how the entire world fits in together. The entire world fitting together is Yudke Vovke, it's the encompassing of the entire world, but the Midah that does it is Tiferes, which means the appropriate interplay of all the elements to form the greater or the perfect whole. That's the Midah Tiferes, and in that sense, Yudke Vovke, it's also connected to Marshall in the human, in the Mesholim of the body, whereas right and left are Chesed and Din, the Emtza, connected the center of the person's chest, Kilu Kaviyachol, that's Kilu where the Midah is Nirmas, it's that Midah which is it's the center point, because it's mafkia all the ktsavas and gives me the hair of where the whole thing is going to. The ktsavas are just there to get to a certain point on the tzadim and so on. It's to get to a certain point in the middle, and I use the ktsavas for that. The Talmud Torah, I mean, it's interesting because the Balatanya Shita was very strongly like that, that he had a position. He tainted that any avoda that comes, that starts with regish, is doomed for failure, because it peters out, it doesn't have any lasting ground, and so on. It's not emes, that's a... The other, actually his colleagues, the other chassidim were very stuck against it, but the truth is, there is a real resolution to the machlekes. There's a real elu v'elu in that machlekes. It's true that you can't start with seichel. The trigger that starts everything is a midah, and the first midah is chesed. Oylo chesed yibane, zichor av nimshachar kamayim. The knisa of a person to avoid the knisa of Kal Yisrael was on Pesach. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avat Chulosayach, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Klal Yisrael and with great rachmim was goyled him. The beginning is always a mid of chesed. Pesach is he was chas on Klal Yisrael. That's the mid. You don't start practically with anything else. But in terms for it to be lasting, in terms for it to be structured in a way that it has a real metzias, you have to replace that with the midem tzoyis of Tiferes. So it's true that every person, the first time when he's nimshach tavodis Hashem, whether it's a kid in cheder, whether it's a teenager that somebody made him into ben Torah, whether it's an adult that somebody made him al tshuva, The Aleph is always a regish to Kedusha. No one ever became changed because of a very nice philosophical discussion and so on. There's something burned in the person and a regish propelled him. But nobody ever lasted unless it was replaced to some degree with Das and with Seichel. So Matan Torah came after Hasina, it came after the others. The others paved the derech to Torah. You could not have started with the Malach Torah, but it would not have lasted if it would not have been for Yaakov. It says Yaakov Shapadas Avram, the mid of Yaakov redeemed it, and and made it into a midah of into a midah that was that could live. So the yom of matan Torah is the midah teferes because we now understand any time you harp on a person's midas, any time his avodas Hashem is built on the arousing of midas, there are always going to be issues. The person is not going to do kitzurasan, and by its nature, midas are they come and they go. That's just the nature of where a person is. Seichel and das is what gives a person the right mahalach and a certain permanence. The Chazanish writes, we've quoted a few times, one of his igris, there were kanoim Yerushalayim that wanted him to go and to whatever, I don't know, be moichas, I don't remember, it doesn't say that what issue, but it sounded something like along those issues. And he said, the heart of every God-fearing person, of every Shemayim, goes along with you. It sympathizes. But what can I do? He said, somebody who's learned Torah through such yisurim like I have, such difficulties, I've learned to use my seichel first, and seichel is just not mekablet. And I reluctantly have to not participate, whatever it is. In other words, the center of his metzias was seichel, that all the bits and the pieces of a person's existence are there as part of a much bigger picture. And that's what Torah, you find in the Torah the expressions of a ben and a av, and you find a betzorim or that you have to kill. You find chasadim, and you find ir nidachas that you burn. All of those elements of ava and of din interplay in a much bigger picture. So the gift of Matan Torah is that Kadosh Baruch Hu placed us in a very, very different world in terms of avodah. We had avodah beforehand. The obvious pretty much uncovered most of Torah, but each piece was do this and do that. They were nimshach to it, they were mekayim it, but the ability to place avoda on that is all for matan Torah. And that's why the matzidim agdolim of Torah are, like he says, anything that's moishach a person, whether it's kas, which is moishach a person, to nafshias, or taiv, which is moishach to kufnias, and so on, those are the matzidim agdolim of Torah. Because Torah requires that the person's mitzvahs be sichli, that the person ask himself, my das needs to decide what's the right thing to do, what is this situation call for, and then a person goes ahead and does it. Any questions?
After the midah of Tiferes, after Yaakov Avinu's midah is there in the world,
yes,
is there ever really makom for chesed or gevura kind of mitzad atzmai to ever really kind of play a role? And once you have Yaakov's midah that Tiferes sometimes uses chesed and sometimes this, and it's the balance and the mizug and so on, so when is there ever makom for chesed?
Okay, so let's explain in two possibilities. One is where I make a decision that I'm supposed to be makar of the person. It doesn't come with a hini muhurim zuman. It's, when a person is choosing a wife, he uses his das or his seichel to choose. But once it's chosen, he allows his regesh to take over and the ava to take over. So the midah is a very good description. The chesed is called brisa shel Avraham Avinu, Gemara Ksuvos. We're supposed to use it, we're supposed to do it with the cheshek and the ava that Avram, but what determined that this is the appropriate response was Yaakov's midah. So that's one area where it's important. A second area that's important is, this is not only a before and an after. Every person person has matzavim in his life, we do know that we sometimes need a warm musashmuz, something that is the regish. It's not that we're there, we got to the end point and we're there for good. A person's life is complex. So generally the person knows what's right and what's wrong. But let's say somebody, let's give an example. A person who's in a teaching position, and there's 1,000 people pulling him in every direction. And Seichel says, well, listen, I've got to be patient with everyone. It's not their fault that I have 999 other people, and so on and so forth. But at some point, Seichel loses its grip because a person's really pulled in a lot of different directions. So now, and a person wants to snap and yell at somebody. And then he sits down and says to himself, let me think how this person I'm yelling at feels. Imagine I would come to a big gvir and I need money and I'm asking him, and the person blows up at me. How would I feel? Imagine if I would ask my Rebbe, and he would say, you know what, I've been bothered so much today, why are you such a nudnik? How would I feel? So the Musa, which is Rebbe Sol Salanta, was a tool using Regish, was very, very important. And like the same because between the Chasnish and I would say Rebbe Sol Salanta that even. Ultimately, the big picture is that Seichel and Das should do it. But, Miyoma Zekisilibi, well, we're not like that. And every so often we need to start the process again with a little bit using that midah. So the midah of Avraham and Yitzchak are important in terms of filling the maisa with emotion and with ruach, and they're important because we don't always sit with seichel, and therefore we have to do something else.
Right.
Okay. So, a good Niyantis, Hashem Sameach, and we shall be Zechet, Amitz Kabbalah Sateira.
Amen.
Thank you. Call to my goodness. Bye.